This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very new guest. I'm excited about having him on the show. We're talking about Alliance MMA, Mixed Martial Arts. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol AMMA. And with us today on the show is Paul Danner. He is the CEO of that company. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate having the opportunity to be with you today.
You know, mixed martial arts, or MMA, is the world's fastest growing sport, and we know that. But I want to know, does your company compete more with the established promotions like UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship? Where are you at in the process of that?
Well, no, as a matter of fact, we not only do not compete with them, we view our relationship with UFC as very symbiotic. In other words, our position in the food chain is we take fighters from their late amateur career and their early professional career and make sure that we showcase them through the best possible matchmaking at the regional level in hopes of providing them the opportunity to showcase their skills and move up to the next level. So we're sort of the conduit through which the UFC would draw talent, similar to the relationship that the NCAA has with the NFL. You know, they provide a great showcase for the best, college athletes.
Absolutely.
To compete, and then they move up, a percentage of them move up, and, our goal is to try to make that percentage, the largest percentage possible, come from, one of our properties.
You know, in my research, I found out that you guys are probably the only martial arts company that's publicly traded. Why did you guys go public?
Well, the concept behind that was because this is a roll-up strategy, we're going around and buying the best possible regional promoters around the country. When you sit down with an individual promoter that's spent, years, sometimes over a decade, building a brand name and an identity in a marketplace, they're very protective of that, and they're typically interested in joining something bigger and being part of something, large and successful. It's a lot easier to have that conversation if you can share in the upside potential through the form of public equity, using that as currency in the consideration of the deal. So typically we structure our deals with some percentage in cash the vast majority in the form of equity, so that their positive outcome is perfectly aligned with the larger enterprise's positive outcome. In other words, if everybody does their part, we'll end up in a much better place together, because when you're private and you earn a dollar, you have a dollar. In the public marketplace, a dollar of earnings has that public multiple attached to it. So it's a much more efficient way to generate value. And it also gives the promoters a viable exit strategy at some point, which they wouldn't be able to achieve on their own as a private entity.
You know, speaking of roll-up strategy, what motivates promoters to want to join your alliance?
Well, I think I kind of just touched on that, and that is that, these guys are very competitive by nature. I think that, similar to the human desire to, participate in a team environment where, the collective effort of everyone involved produces something greater than if people focus on individual effort solely. So I think a lot of it is, the feeling of camaraderie and wanting to be associated with a successful venture and building something that could grow into something very meaningful over time. I think all of those are very powerful draws. And just, I think, the ability for them to associate with other people that do what they do. It's interesting, as I've traveled around, most of the promoters, or very few of them, have ever seen another regional promotion. They're so focused on their local territory that they don't really have the opportunity to get out and see what other people are doing. So one of our tenants is that we bring them all together on a quarterly basis to share best business practices. So, we want that socialization to occur and take advantage of that.
How do you guys make your money?
Well, we have four primary revenue streams. The first is from the regional MMA events themselves, and that's in the form of gate receipts, venue fees, food and beverage, merchandise sales, and local and regional sponsorships. Of course, that all varies by event, but that produces a certain amount of revenue. The second major stream is media distribution. Through the monetization of fees through broadcast TV advertising, internet streaming, and pay-per-view fees, and also through subscriptions and other means, that our ability to create a significant amount of live sports content is, we believe, going to prove to be very valuable over time. The third revenue stream will come in the form of national sponsorships. We're not quite there yet as we build out towards our 20 top media markets in the United States. We expect to be able to attract national sponsors that will provide promotional fees through the sponsorship arrangements with prominent national consumer name brands. And then the fourth revenue stream comes through our fighter management operation, and they collect overrides that are associated with fighter purses, third-party video, pay-per-view sales, personal brand sponsorships, and other ancillary activities that produce revenue.
And you guys own Sucker Punch?
That's correct. Sucker Punch is the name of our fighter management company, which we just acquired this past January.
On May 12th, you guys are having a national fighting championship. Is that correct?
They have over 100 fighters under contract right now. And I'd say that, that 90% of the revenue comes probably from the top 10% of those fighters, a number of which are competing at the UFC level right now. So, the size of the purses and all those other potential revenue streams from those fighters can be pretty significant as they, as they perform.
Absolutely. My guest today is Paul Danner. He is the CEO of Alliance MMA, better known as Mixed Martial Arts. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol AMMA. How are your acquisition deals generally structured?
As I said, right now our program involves we sit down with a fighter, with the promoter, and we look at their past couple of years' performance. We bring in a forensic accountant that sits down with them and recreates every event that they produced over the last 2 years to come up with a set of auditable P&Ls that we can use as we consolidate their operation into ours. As a publicly traded company, we have to have audited financials, so that's very critical. We look at how they perform, the amount of profit they made. We sit down and then to start to discuss how much they think they can produce over the next 12 months in terms of revenue and profit. We look at that figure. We apply a multiple to it and come up with a total deal value based on about 15 different criteria. So once the deal value is determined, the consideration takes the form of 20% cash, which is paid at the time of closing, and we hold the balance, the 80% of value, is provided in the form of public equity in Alliance. But we do hold back 30% of the deal value in the form of equity that is it has to be earned through their achievement of the profit number that we agree on. So over the course of the 12 months, if they perform, the balance of that equity comes out of the escrow account.
I look at your guys' market cap. I did some research, like I said last night, on your company. Your market cap is just a little bit tad below $14 million. Your stock price is around $1.60. But my question to you is how did you get the company started? Because I think Dana White, when he was involved or still is involved in the UFC, somebody sold that and they got like $600 million, something like that. Am my numbers?
No, the UFC sold in a private transaction last summer to the William Morris IMG enterprise for over $4
billion. $4 billion. And your market cap is only 13.
The number that you're looking at is probably Dana White's personal situation, not the overall purchase price. But, we're essentially a startup venture. We happen to be public, but we've only been in existence really for a little over 6 months. And I think that once we, prove out our model that we're able to actually complete all these acquisitions and we attract some national sponsors and start to generate more revenue through, through broadcast video deals, I think we'll see a lot of appreciation. I think, right now the public, probably has not given us credit for what we've accomplished. But we believe that, you know, through interviews like this and over time as we perform, the market will recognize the opportunity for what it is. And so we're very confident we'll be in a much better place in the future.
Well, for my listening ship, you know, you guys did put out your first quarter, which was in the fourth quarter, earnings of about almost 600,000. I believe it was 591,000. So, you know, you guys got revenues and you're doing something right. I'm sure you got some more revenues coming out here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, our first quarter 10Q will come out. We expect it to come out on time, which is on or before next Monday. And I think that will give people a little glimpse into what we accomplished in the first quarter. I think the second quarter will be far more interesting because, you know, at the time we do the acquisition, we sort of inherit what a promoter already has, you know, scheduled.
Right.
So it takes, you'd have to go through several cycles before our corporate influence begins to impact their performance. And we think that typically it's going to take about a year for us to make every possible improvement in order to garner, you know, every bit of revenue and profitability out of operations that, you know, we have quite a few things that we bring to the relationship in terms of centralization of common business functions and certain purchases where we can achieve economies of scale by centralizing those purchases on behalf of all the promoters. And so, you know, after we grind through all the improvements that we think we can make, we believe that's going to take about 12 months. But it'll you know, everybody will be able to see a little, like I said, they'll get a glimpse of what we're working on, and it'll just be more powerful over time.
Absolutely. I mean, you guys, what I read, you guys want to produce about 125 fights a year?
We think we'll be at a minimum of that. The goal is to, as I said, 20 top media markets. We're looking to achieve an average run rate of 8 events per year. So if you do that arithmetic, that's actually, you know, far north of 125. We do have a couple of large promotions that do not operate, you know, they only perform a couple of times a year, but the attendance is, you know, 5 to 6 times greater than a typical promotion. So really, if you boil it down, we want to look at a certain amount of revenue and profit per promoter, but we're sort of using that benchmark, 8 events per year as an average across the enterprise.
My company that I'm highlighting today is Alliance MMA, better known as Mixed Martial Arts. I look at the company, I looked at your balance sheet, I look where you guys are headed for, a market cap of under $14 million and a stock price of $159, that's $1.59, a very, very undervalued. In closing here, Paul, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
I would just say, you know, keep an eye on us, watch us execute our plan. If you think that the industry is viable and that we're positioning ourselves within that industry in a good place to generate a lot of value over time. Like I said, I think the market will recognize what we've accomplished. We're just barely getting underway now, and you know, the best is yet to come.
Absolutely, you're getting on the ground floor here. They've only been around for about 6 or 7 months. They've already got revenues coming out the gate. I'm sure those are going to grow. It is a pleasure to have you on the show. I can't tell you how much it is. And I wish you nothing but continued success. And hopefully you'll come back on, say, 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'd love to do that. Thank you very much.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.